packed afternoon, Barry.
Alright. It was a good game, to be fair. We never really started well the first half. Saying that, we've had 3 or 4 chances. It was pretty even in the second half. After the first 5 minutes, we came into it, we dominated, we get the goal, and then again, a crazy minute. We finally getting sent off, and then somebody leaving their marker. So the game was basically over when we were down to 10 minutes.
Just a case of frustration in Ryan's part.
I probably, it was one of the things where he's went to close the boys down, the boys took him, he's fell easy, you know what I mean? But you get fouls like that against you. You get fouls like that.
I couldn't see anything that Bob had done from where we were to get asked.
I just says to the, listen, I understand they've got a difficult job. I just says to the line, can you talk to me and I'll talk to him. That's the easy way with it. Sending somebody off, but listen, they made a decision. There's nothing I can do about that.
You think when you got to 1-1, you'd go on and win?
Yeah, but the team in the ascendancy there, but at that time, we're in control of the game, we're on the front foot, and there was only going to be one winner. And then, obviously, Ryan said a minute, 10 seconds of madness, so that never helped, but also we've got to defend the goal better.
Obviously, quick turnaround. Back in action Wednesday night.
Aye, well, that's why I took again Pizzo off. Two of them have been struggling. They were really 50-50 for the day. We've lost Ross Perry, Phil Johnson. So we've got quite a few players out. I don't think any of them will be available for Tuesday. I just need to wait and see.
Because obviously you missed Ryan and Mark and Wednesday night again.
Aye.
I've got what? You had a bad result as well.
We've got about 7 missing. Who maybe might make it. So, down to the bare bones. They're cup tied, obviously, Mark McKenzie and Finney.
You could have that game so quickly after today.
I just says to them, I would rather have a game more. So, they might see a reaction. It's, if I get beat, I want a game the next day. And I hope they're the same. And I'm guessing they're the same because I'm disappointed. Because we were in control at that stage.
Can't run for McNeil for the goal.
That was good. We never played in the first half, but do you know what? I says to them at half time, with no playing is great, we still had created 3-4 clear cut chances. You know, as a striker yourself, you miss some. But it's good to get me a reaction, and I got that in the second half. And as I says, when we get the goal, even before the goal, I thought 5 minutes leading up there, we were right on top of them and take them back a bit. And, if we keep 11 men on the park, it's a different game. I think we've all won the game. I think if you're a new trophy, there's only one team that's going to win at that stage.
Performance wise, you think you've lifted it a wee bit? Obviously, there was a while there and you weren't playing well at all, but it's a little bit of last week and a bit of today, so you look at what happened.
There's only one game we've not played well, and that was Stirling, when Stirling beat us convincingly 3-0. Apart from that, when we get beat here against Dannon, we dominated the game, we went up, Forsford beat us 4-3, we were the better team in that game, so the performances have been okay. It's just the silly mistakes, it's just individual mistakes, it's cost us a bit.